The Woodman in the Morning on K104.
You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Corey, you got all your candy?
Well, I got half the bag because I might have opened it.
Oh, you can't do that.
No, I know. It was a moment.
You ate your Halloween candy already?
No, not all of it.
What candy do you... What's the candy of choice this year for you?
Every year is the Milky Way.
Yeah, see?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
Wood does not like nougat.
No.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I like Milky Way, Snickers. I like them all. All the chocolate ones.
Wow. What about Dum Dums?
No.
No.
I give those out to the kids.
You cheap.
That's all right.
You give out Dum Dums, you cheap.
Well, first of all, nobody comes to my door, so.
No, all right. Well, then you're set. Well, you know what's funny? Because I know a lot of people are out there picking up their candy and whatnot. I had to go to the grocery store, go pick up a few things. Went in there. Got myself, this is all I got. Just a little bag of cat food.
Yeah.
A couple of, deli meats and cheeses.
Oh, there you go.
A couple of those.
Yeah, I can imagine how much this is going to cost.
I'm not lying here, listen. I got a couple rolls,
right.
For sandwich rolls.
Yeah, yeah.
Got some shaving cream and got deodorant and toothpaste.
Yep.
I'm all feeling good. Got all the stuff I need. One bag. Got it. Went up there. Rang it all up. Put it in one bag. All fit in one nice bag.
One bag.
How much?
$50.
Diva, how much?
$68.
$85 freaking.
$85.
Dude. What the hell is going on?
What is going on? Things are priced through the roof. It's ridiculous.
How do people... With a bunch of kids, I mean, one or two kids, or three kids.
It's costing $300, every other week.
You must be dropping at least $500.
It's like $300 every other week.
Dude, I have never in my life seen a price that high.
And
I swear to you, it was one bag.
And no one can seem to explain why the prices are so high.
It's insanity.
No one can explain. Oh, inflation. Well, inflation is one thing. But when you have things that have doubled in price or even, tripled in price.
You know what it was? After Corona, these prices started slowly creeping.
Slowly creeping
up. And now, it's just a full bore. It's just a full bore war.
I was at the store yesterday and I got three bags. It was over $100 just for random items.
Bill, but one bag. One bag.
Listerine I picked up yesterday cost $8.
One bag, $80.
So you'll be happier.
$8. Don't talk to me about how your breath smells, okay?
Eight. Diva, do you go grocery shopping?
Yep.
Get out of here.
How much one bag going to cost you?
I get a discount, so mine's a little less.
Without your discount?
$10, $12, $20.
He does not go grocery
shopping. You don't shop.
He has no idea what you're even talking about.
Who
He's
am
just
I for
who you. Yeah, when you go and buy
myself.
Your when you go buy your chocolate cupcakes at the gas station, that's not grocery shopping. Right?
I want to know what people text in. I'm curious. You go to the grocery store, please tell me, because I bought a simple little bag of stuff. That's it. Just simple. It was $80 freaking. People have got to be spending like $500. If they got a family.
I'm telling you right now.
If I see 800, 700, how the hell do people afford that?
I will tell you, we're spending, again, $300 every other week.
I think that's low.
I think it's about higher. $600 a month.
I think it's high. I want to know how much you pay when you, just one visit to this grocery store. How much you pay?
It's usually about $275.
All right. I want to know
that's when
the average, what you pay when you go.
That's
how many bags is that? Like four or five?
Yeah, that's like the normal buy everything.
All right, 87453.
That's insane.
I can't wait to see some of these numbers.
Now, how much are you spending on groceries? I mean, between the groceries, between your electric bill, between
that's
your
what I thought
gas,
too. I was like, damn, dude, I'm getting hosed.
And it's not like, I mean, groceries are up, across the country, but the cost of living in New York has skyrocketed.
Yeah, but I'm just talking.
Skyrocketed.
Explain to me how one bag could be that. I thought I messed up and rang something up three or four times.
No.
I didn't. I went back and looked.
Did you ever get in trouble at the self-checkout? This happens to me all the time.
I was in the self-checkout.
Did you ever have somebody come over to you?
No.
So they have some sort of the camera that's on you.
Yeah.
If you start making motions that are inconsistent, like if you're going,
I
had my son with me, so he was helping scan the items, right?
So they were checking.
And if you move like too quickly or something, they come over and it locks the whole thing up. They got to unlock it. I think you're shoplifting.
Here we go. Let's see. Here's people texting in. I don't know how people with families nowadays afford it.
Look at that.
Dude, I don't know how families nowadays afford it.
Family of three, $250 a week.
$250.
That's $1,000 a month.
$400, $300, $300, $120, $300, $400, $220, $200, $250, $300. Wow. It's average is $300 freaking dollars.
People are spending over $1,000 a month on groceries, and Diva's doing it for $20.
Yeah, I'm so trying.
That tells you right there, this guy doesn't grocery shop.
You spent $20, bro. I don't know how you're getting that done. $400, $400, $300, $600. Good Lord. That's crazy. All right. Keep them coming.
I don't know how people afford it.
I know. I don't know.
How are you affording it? And here's the other side of this.
$400 or $500 a week.
The other side that nobody talks about is a lot of people are using credit cards. Right,
maybe that's what it is. Now they're getting a debt.
Well, credit card rates are like 29% right now.
$300, $500, $750 a month, plus electric one, plus electric $500. Family of five, $400 a week, $600. Holy!
So how are people even affording this?
I don't know.
And what concerns me the most?
I think you're right. I think they're putting it on the card,
and that's not
they're
good.
They're trying
either.
To play catch up.
That's not good either, because that's going to get you on the back end with interest and
crazy,
and all that. But I've said this before. How are individuals, senior citizens especially, that are on fixed incomes? How are they able to make ends meet? How
you're gonna have to be buying ramen noodles all the time now?
Yeah, yeah. You ain't kidding.
The Woodman in the Morning on K104.